Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text is the gospel. Jesus talks about shepherds, sheep, a gate, gatekeeper, sheep. Sheep aren't really very smart. They would eat their way right off a cliff if somebody didn't watch them. They really had to have somebody with them all the time, or they were subject to who knows what. They accepted anything anywhere, and they weren't real critical about what they did, except when the shepherd spoke to them. When the shepherd spoke to them, they knew who it was, and they knew that he was going to take care of them. So you got sheep, not really smart, in need of a lot of care, in need of a lot of guidance, and safety. Because they can't take care of themselves. They really don't have any way to handle a dangerous situation. So there comes the shepherd. So we talked about sheep. Yeah. And unfortunately, we're sheep. Yeah. Think about that for a minute. Now you got the shepherd. Funny thing about shepherds, in the time that this was written, they didn't have much love for the shepherds. They didn't have much respect for them. They were necessary, but nobody cared about them. They were kind of zeros. They didn't think they amounted to anything. They weren't even allowed to deliver testimony in a court case. They weren't considered to be adequate to do even that. They were just kind of there, which is strange, because if you look at what actually was happening in Jerusalem at the time, the majority of wealth was in sheep. They didn't have a lot of other things. Sheep accounted for most of the money that was being made, traded, or moved in the Jewish community. So you would have thought that they'd have had a little higher regard for shepherds, but they really didn't. They were just somebody that you had to have, because it was recognized that the sheep by themselves really weren't very good at taking care of themselves or staying where they would be all right. Rather, they just kind of wandered all over the place, wherever, whenever. So it's strange that they had so little regard for shepherds. And then there's the shepherd. He's the one that is charged with defending them, leading them, maintaining them, feeding them, guiding them, and everything else. Without him, they're nothing. Without him, they're in trouble because they don't have any leaders of their own. They can't figure out how to do it on their own. On their own, they're just going to wander around and be eaten by everything else that's out there. And there were plenty of things out there that would happily feast on a sheep. And then there's the box in which they kept them at night. At this point in time, they probably are stone-walled areas that only had one opening, the gate. And the rest of it was enclosed so that they could put the sheep in there and they wouldn't be able to get out. Now, sometimes the gate was what you would see as a gate now. It was a physical thing that stopped the sheep from coming out and other things or people from coming in. It's also said at this time that in some of these places that the shepherd actually laid down in the opening. There wasn't a gate as you and I would understand the gate, but the shepherd would lay down. He would sleep across this opening so that they had to come across him to get at the sheep so that they couldn't get out. They would not walk over him, and he wanted to make sure that nobody or nothing came in. So you've got this place that encloses them while they're sleeping, while they're relaxing, while they're re-strengthening, getting ready for the next day. And the shepherd's still with them. He's there all the time. No matter where they are, he's there. And he's always there to make sure that they survive. Now, he's got a few tools. He's got knowledge. He's been around a while. He knows the area. He knows where to take them so they got something to eat. He knows where to take them so they got something to drink. And he probably knows where the dangerous spots are, so he leads them away from that. He doesn't go from the back, he leads from the front. And he's got a crook. There's one of those around here someplace. A big thing with a hook on the end. It's probably five, 6 feet tall. The idea is it does two things. You can fight off like a wolf or something like that because you can get away from them. They can't get at you. You can get at them and beat them away. Or also when you got a sheep that's decided they're going to go their own way and slide down something where they can't get back up, go over the edge, reach over with this thing, put the crook around their neck and yank them back out, save them. So he's got tools. He's got knowledge. He's got ability. He cares. But most of all, he's got a voice. They hear him, and they know who it is. They know he's there. They know he's going to take care of them. Shepherds, sheep, gates, places to live, places to live. It all goes around to dealing with sheep. So who are the sheep? Us. You like being called a sheep? That make you feel good? Give you lots of confidence in your ability if you're looked at as a sheep? Well, basically what we need is somebody to take care of us. And that's what God does. That's what Jesus does, and his voice speaks to us. Where do we hear it? Well, it doesn't come across Christian radio stations. Sorry to tell you, folks, that'd be probably what they tell you it does. But it comes out of the Word, which for 2,000 years has been there relating his Word, his teaching to us by what we read and hear proclaimed. It is the Word that speaks to us as a shepherd spoke to his sheep. It's that Word that still works, that's still there. Doesn't work if we don't use it. I always thought that Luther probably would think that the Bible societies are a great idea because they get a lot of these things out in a lot of places where people can read. He might not be as impressed with how little they get used. There used to be a thing called the Family Bible. It was a great big monster. Maybe some of you still have one. Good for pressing handkerchiefs. Wasn't much good for anything else. What you did is when the preacher came, you got it out and you plopped it on the table so they knew it was there. So that he assumed that you read it. It was only an assumption. But nobody read them. They just sat there and they gathered dust. But all the Bible versions that are out there now, you ought to be able to find something that talks to you. If the King James works for you, fine. Sometimes it confuses me more than it helps me, but if that's your thing, use it. Use whatever there that works, but stay with a translation, not a paraphrase, because the translations are as close to the original as can be, and they're going to tell you what's there by what was intended for you to hear. So that's where the shepherd speaks to us. Word. Also in the sacraments. Next week we're going to do something we don't do very often. We're going to do a baptism. They don't happen around here very often because we don't have a lot of young people who are having kids. In the good old days when you had a lot of young people and a lot of babies, you did a lot of baptism. Now, one every 6 months maybe, if that. Not necessarily. So that's what's going to happen next week. And we're going to apply water and word to about this much of a little girl and adopt her into God's family through water and word again. And today, we're going to receive bread and wine, oh yeah, with the body and blood of Jesus Christ, the word and the elements. The word, again, speaks to us. God brings us his teaching in this word. This is my body. This is my blood, given and shed for the forgiveness of your sins. This is a baptism, water and word, for the forgiveness of sins, washing and salvation. May we, though we tend to be a little on the dense and be sheep, be at least aware when the Lord speaks to us, hear his word, and participate to the extent we're able to, and appreciate the word that he brings to us. That when we hear his word spoken, and when we read it, we understand that he's speaking to us. He was speaking 2,000 years ago. He's still speaking today. The shepherd speaks, the sheep listen. Go in peace, sheep. Amen.